Illinois farms are some of the newer sites for solar generation. Researchers around the country are exploring agrivoltaics or using the land for the dual purposes of agriculture and solar energy production, and they view farms as ideal territory. Solar operators need to keep vegetation controlled, and sheep are an effective and ecological way to achieve that goal. Trent Gerlach rents and harvests the land owned by Acciona, the multinational renewable energy company. He says initially he was not on board with the idea, but now sees the benefit.
We have to adapt as the times change if we want to stay relevant in the world of agriculture. Saw an opportunity. This has been taken out of productive farmland. Here's an opportunity to maybe put ag back into that ground and use that ground for something other than just having solar panels on it.
The outcome is cost effective because sheep do not break down like a tractor and grass grows, quote, wickedly fast, Gerlach explains, and the arrangement aligns with sustainability goals. Gerlach has a direct contract with Acciona to manage the vegetation under the solar panels. Illinois farmers are raising about 55,000 sheep, according to the USDA. The collaboration of sheep farms as solar centers has been met with some challenges. Gerlach says solar panels are installed low to the ground, which can hamper grass growth and produce weeds. Efficient vegetation management is key so the weeds will not block the sun's rays and compromise the efficiency of the panels. Gerlach had to find an alternative to a costly, ineffective mechanical lawnmower.
So that's where the sheep come in. They work really well with the panels in the fact of they eat just about anything. They utilize the panels as shade in the heat of the day, so they're able to get underneath them panels, and obviously there's plenty of shade and plenty of vegetation for them to eat. They tend to eat the weeds, and they're very efficient grazers.
Gerlach says goats would not be suitable on solar farms because they like to chew wires, and cows, because of their size, could rub against the panels and break them. He admits he is disappointed that the land is not being used to raise corn, soybeans, or other crops, but sees the solar panels as a way for sheep to keep production agriculture alive. This story was produced with original reporting from Carrie Leiterson for Energy News Network. I'm Terry D. reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.